This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for Friday, January 26th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. It's our Friday 5, the five big stories of the week. And as we head into the weekend, topic number 5 again this week is war in the Middle East, kind of a grim milestone for Israel this week as 21 IDF soldiers were killed in one incident Monday. The IDF announcing that the troops were preparing to blow up buildings in central Gaza that were about a quarter of a mile from the border with Israel. This would prevent their repeated use by Hamas to fire into Israeli border communities. As they were planting the explosives, Hamas operatives fired an RPG rocket-propelled grenade into the building that ignited the explosives, which collapsed onto the soldiers. Again, at least 21 IDF soldiers killed, their greatest single-day loss of life since the war officially began October 8th. Also this week, Benjamin Netanyahu rejected a proposal for peace from Hamas, essentially demanding Israel surrender. Stop fighting, withdraw, hand over thousands of Palestinians being held in Israel in exchange for the remaining 136 hostages. Obviously, that's a deal that no Israeli leader, Netanyahu or anyone else, would be willing to accept. Intelligence estimates so far in this war that Hamas has lost about a third of its fighting forces to this point. But that's taken 3.5 months to accomplish, which suggests that this war is going to last months longer and perhaps all of 2024. And that's without Hezbollah fully engaging on the northern border. Last weekend, Benjamin Netanyahu talked with President Biden for the first time in 27 days. There were no details issued, although the discussion was characterized by Israeli media sources as warm. Netanyahu did deny a claim by President Biden that Netanyahu would be open to some type of two-state solution. And I think the Israeli people are kind of unified in that right now, based on what we're hearing from friends on the ground in Israel, whereas there was a lot of division in Israel prior to the war, especially over the idea of judicial reform. There is a majority of Israelis, let's put it that way, who agree that this war must be seen through to the end, which would only end with the destruction of Hamas. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has reportedly drawn up plans for an extended military operation in Yemen to try to force the Houthi government there to allow commercial shipping back into the Red Sea, to transit through the Red Sea to the Suez Canal. Trillions of dollars annually in trade is at stake here. But bear in mind that whatever this conflict looks like, this is yet another armed conflict being declared by the executive branch of the American government, which requires, through the U.S. Constitution, a formal declaration of war by Congress. Do you know the last time Congress formally declared war? If you're watching this program, there's better than even odds that you do. It was December 8th of 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor. And since then, of course, we've been engaged in wars in Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War I, Gulf War II, undeclared military conflicts in places like Grenada, Serbia, Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, and perhaps now, Ukraine. We do have special ops forces on the ground there, and Yemen soon. Topic number 4, the United States versus Texas. U.S. Supreme Court on Monday, as we told you earlier this week, ordered Texas to allow federal border agents access to a city park in Eagle Pass, Texas, that's been used as a crossing point for illegal migrants across the Rio Grande from Mexico into the U.S. As of Thursday, Texas National Guard and state troopers are still rolling out concertina wire and preventing Border Patrol agents from accessing most of Shelby Park. That's a 47-acre park with a boat ramp, again, a convenient crossing point for the coyotes running migrants into the United States. Those continued efforts come despite the U.S. Supreme Court ruling earlier this week. On Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott defended his actions, saying that Texas has the right to continue doing what it's doing. Abbott had previously declared an invasion under Article 1, Paragraph 10, Section 3, or Clause 3, rather, of the U.S. Constitution, which he said reserves to the states the right of self-defense from illegal immigration. And since that declaration on Wednesday, the governors of Florida, Virginia, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Montana, and Georgia have declared support for Texas. So President Biden is in a bind. It's not a winning issue for him, not even with Democrat voters, where major Democrat cities like New York and Chicago are complaining to the federal government. We're being overrun by migrants. And that's because Governor Abbott of Texas has sent just a small percentage of the illegals that have crossed into his state onto their cities via bus. So if Biden sends in federal troops to forcibly take the park back from the Texas National Guard, and this could be a really, well, dicey situation, especially going into an election year. But even beyond that, I mean, if you want to think like way outside the box, is this what the beginning of another civil war looks like? Again, multiple Republican-led states declaring support for Governor Abbott of Texas. And again, as far as Democrats and certainly the majority of independent voters and Republicans, this is a losing issue for Biden if he tries to force the issue. Topic number three, the greatest threat to global security. Well, it's not war in the Middle East. It's not war in Ukraine. According to the World Economic Forum this week, we learned that according to numerous speakers and panelists at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland last week, it is misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, or what they're now referring to as MDM, mis, dis, and malinformation. Many of the speakers at the World Economic Forum calling for censorship. UNESCO also calling for censorship. Even the American Psychiatric Association calling for censorship to combat the evils of mis, dis, and malinformation. The danger, especially going into an election year where nearly half the world's population will be voting, is that we might vote the wrong way based on bad information. In other words, information is the most dangerous threat to global security, according to the globalists at Davos. Again, the irony being your theme this year, rebuilding trust, because nothing says trust us like censorship. We also learned this week, thanks to the America First Legal Group, that the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's Mis, Dis, and Malinformation Team, this is an office inside the Department of Homeland Security, pressured social media platforms in 2020 to suppress posts on their platforms, questioning the security of mail-in and absentee voting, you know, drop-off voting boxes. Oh no, those are totally secure. No problem besides voting in person could spread COVID. Well, even though the MDM team at CISA knew that this information was false, they continued to pressure social media outlets like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to suppress questions about this anyway. Again, we can't be trusted to make our own minds up because we might be basing it on wrong think. And that leads to topic number two, fake science. We talked earlier this week about the problem of so-called paper mills, companies that are selling publication to scholars in what appear to be peer-reviewed journals so they can make their resumes look better, their CVs look more impressive. But the problem is bigger than that. Actual science that doesn't conform to the official narrative has been labeled misinformation by the Centers for Disease Control. The Epoch Times reporting that the CDC added misinformation labels to articles from the Epoch Times in widely circulated internal messages that they've obtained. One of the articles reported on a peer-reviewed paper, finding that heart inflammation or myocarditis was more common after the COVID-19 vaccine than after COVID-19 infection. This was found by Nordic researchers and their study published by the British Medical Journal, not a right-wing conspiracy theory website, but the internal CDC email said the study has been picked up by anti-vax proponents as evidence that the vax was more likely to cause myocarditis than COVID-19 infection. Yeah, because that's what the study said. But because it was being used to question the vaccine, which they knew was the right thing, it was flagged as misinformation. Again, they don't trust us to think for ourselves and discern, but we really don't want government bureaucrats deciding what information we have access to. Coming up, an epic environmental fail in New Jersey. Details on that straight ahead on the Friday Five.
Jonathan Cahn is back with his most explosive book ever, The Josiah Manifesto. This stunning book exposes whether or not a 3,000-year-old calendar of appointed days provides the secret to the most dynamic year of our lives. Even ordaining a plague, a national lockdown, days of fire, and the changing of the Supreme Court. Secret information regarding an anonymous prayer and a mysterious template that may lie behind the event that overtook Capitol Hill and shook the nation. assassination, and the mysterious ancient king that may have revealed the secret behind a modern American president, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, The Gods of the Bible Unveiled on DVD, where Derek Gilbert systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity actually is. In this instructional guide, you'll be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall in Genesis was only one of three divine rebellions, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and too hot for TV episodes on the return of the gods that will leave you speechless. This DVD also includes three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. But right now, you can upgrade your master collection to include the absolutely astonishing Josiah Manifesto Uncensored 8-DVD album featuring hours of additional totally uncensored raw materials and mysteries that are not included in the book or anywhere else but right here, including the Island of Mystery, the Winds of Hinnom, Jehu and the Temple of Baal, the Jubilean Redemption and the Child of the Nile, and the Manifesto Part 1 and 2 and the very last mystery. This special upgrade includes all of the items from the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection and the exclusive uncensored 8-DVD album, which altogether holds a retail value of $200. Yours now for your donation of only $74.99 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the end times like never before as you dive into the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection or the Master Collection with upgrade uncensored 8-DVD album. So order now at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Josiah Manifesto Master Collection.
Item number one today, banning bags in New Jersey has backfired in an epic fashion. Plastic consumption in New Jersey has increased by three times after they banned single-use plastic bags in grocery stores and other retail outlets. Following the ban on single-use bags, the shift from plastic film to alternative bags has resulted in a three times increase in plastic consumption for bags. This is according to a study conducted by Fredonia Custom Research. The state banned plastic bags in 2022. Shoppers instead turned to reusable plastic bags, but those come with their own environmental consequences. Shoppers have been airing their grievances on local media in New Jersey that the reusable bags are now stacking up in their homes because they'll go to the store, they forget to bring a bag, they buy another bag, and now they got a basement full of reusable plastic bags. And here's the kicker. According to research, they have a positive impact on the environment and reduce plastic consumption in the state. New Jersey shoppers will have to use each one of those reusable bags 16 times. Get started, because it'll take a while. It doesn't matter what the real consequences are. It only matters that we feel morally superior. Sadly, a lot of people in the world make decisions based on that. Anyway, this week we conclude our three-week series of programs with Jonathan Cahn about his just jaw-dropping book, The Josiah Manifesto. What are the prophetic significance or consequences of the Israel-Hamas war? Did you know that Hamas is in the Bible? Yeah, it's an Arabic acronym for the organization, but it's also a Hebrew word, and that's not coincidental. They chose the acronym so that Hebrew speakers would know what they're all about. Hamas in Hebrew means violence. Jonathan Cahn explains, and you can find out how to get your hands on that special deal by watching this week's program. It's available at the website skywatchtv.com, our Roku and Apple TV channels on YouTube, youtube.com/@skywatchtv now. Also Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv. But best of all, get our mobile app. It is free, and it bypasses big tech. It comes right from the Christian company that hosts the content to your device. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can use Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to take the video from your phone or tablet and send it right to your TV without wires. It's also got a Bible with multiple translations, calendar of upcoming events, and more. And it's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Again, free, download it, use it, bypass the gatekeepers, and make sure we never get canceled. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV. Okay. Thank you, Grace. What a good girl. You were so good during that recording. Thank you. Well, now I just have to, you know, now I've got to produce the program. So let me go around here. Turn off that light. Let me turn this off, make sure that this